This is Terry Mandel, DO, dictating an attorney letter. This letter goes to Rich Bucherri, attorney at law. Dear Mr. Bucherri, per your request for an independent medical evaluation on your client, Robert Branson, please note the following medical letter, period. Robert is R-O-B-E-R-T, Branson, B-R-A-N-S-O-N, period. On today's date, I took the patient's history directly from the patient, comma, reviewed the medical records, comma, and performed a physical examination, period. A doctor-patient relationship was not established, period. New paragraph. The patient is a 46-year-old male, height 6'0" tall, weight 258 pounds, period. He was involved in an automobile accident on or about January 18th of 2023, period. The patient was a driver with a seatbelt on, period. Although he denied loss of consciousness, he sustained injury when he was rear-ended at a stoplight, period. The patient was in a Tahoe SUV and hit by a Honda Accord, period. There was minor damage to his vehicle, but the other vehicle was totaled, period. The patient was jerked, period. He had immediate pain in his neck, comma, low back, comma, headaches, comma, and mid-back, period. Despite adequate treatment, he is still experiencing cervical and lumbar pain, period. He is still experiencing anxiety when he drives, period. New paragraph. The neck pain is daily with diminished range of motion, period. It occurs approximately 12 hours per day, period. It is a burning, stinging type pain, period. The pain ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 8 out of 10, period. The pain is non-radiating, period. New paragraph. The lumbar pain is constant and burning, period. It ranges in intensity from a good day of 5 out of 10 to a bad day of 10 out of 10, period. The pain radiates down both legs. His left is greater than his right, period. New paragraph. The timeline of treatment as best recollected by the patient was a couple days after the injury. He was seen at Performance Wellness. Period. He had various treatment, including manipulation and x-rays, period. He saw his family doctor a few times and put on medication, period. New paragraph. Activities of daily living are affected as follows, period. He has problems driving over 2 hours, comma, housework, comma, yard work, comma, sports such as football and basketball, comma, sex, comma, and sleep, period. New paragraph. Medications include ibuprofen and Percocet. New paragraph. Present treatment for this condition include ibuprofen and stretching exercises, period. New paragraph. Past medical history reveals borderline diabetes, comma, hypertension, comma, and non-alcoholic chronic pancreatitis, period. New paragraph. Past surgical history reveals right elbow non-malignant tumor removal, period. New paragraph, past traumatic medical history reveals the patient never injured his cervical lumbar area in the past, period. He has not been involved in prior automobile accidents, period. He has not had prior work injuries, period. New paragraph, his occupation is that of a real estate broker, period. He can work full-time, however, it is with pain, period. He missed approximately 4 days of work initially, and then some intermittent time when he came in for treatment, period. The time missed from work would be consistent with his injuries, period. New paragraph. I did review various medical records, including records from Eskenazi as well as Performance Wellness, period. I'd like to comment on some of the pertinent findings, period. Performance Wellness note dated January 21st, 2023. He presented to the office with subjective complaints of headache, comma, neck pain, and low back pain, period. On objective findings, they found spasm, tenderness, and range of motion loss, period. He was diagnosed with sprain of the cervical ligaments, comma, thoracic spine, comma, lumbar spine comma, and strain of the back wall of the thorax and strain of the low back, period. Records from Eskenazi Health, progress note, February 28th, 2023. Reports having MVA a few months ago, period. He has been experiencing increased back pain and neck pain, period. Denies going to the doctor or ED after MVA, but reports physical therapy through performance, period. They documented well the abnormalities on examination, period. Also, notes from Performance Wellness, April 14th, 2023, presents to the office with no headaches, period. Abnormalities documented on examination with joint dysfunction in the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar areas, including spasm, tenderness, and range of motion loss. Their treatment consisted of mechanical traction, comma, dry hydrotherapy, comma, and chiropractic manipulation, period. New paragraph. After review of all the medical records and performing a physical examination, I have found that all his treatment as outlined above and for which he has sustained as a result of the automobile accident of January 18, 2023 were all appropriate, comma, reasonable, comma, and medically necessary, period. New paragraph. On physical examination by me, Dr. Mandel, examination of the skin revealed a 12-centimeter scar involving the right elbow due to prior tumor surgery, period. ENT examination was negative, period. Pupil is equal and reactive to light and accommodation, period. Extraocular muscles intact, period. Examination of the neck revealed normal thyroid, period. There was paravertebral muscle spasm present, period. There was diminished range of motion with flexion diminished by 10 degrees, comma, extension by 12 degrees, comma, side bending by 14 degrees on the left, comma, and 16 degrees on the right, period. Rotation was diminished by 22 degrees left and 18 degrees right, period. There was heat and tenderness on palpation of the cervical area, period. Thoracic examination was unremarkable, period. Examination of the lumbar area revealed paravertebral muscle spasm present, period. Diminished range of motion was present with flexion diminished by 14 degrees, period. There was loss of the normal lumbar lordotic curve as well as diminished strength, period. Heat and tenderness noted, period. Straight leg raising abnormal at 64 degrees left and 70 degrees right, period. Neurological examination revealed a diminished left Achilles reflex at 1 over 4. Remainder of the reflex is 2 over 4, period. There was diminished strength of the left great toe, period. New paragraph. Diagnostic assessments by Dr. Mandel are number 1, cervical trauma, comma, sprain, comma, and pain, period. Number 2, lumbar trauma, comma, strain, and pain, period. Number 3, post-traumatic stress disorder, period. Number 4, thoracic strain resolved. Number 5, post-traumatic cephalgia resolved, period. The above 5 diagnoses are directly caused by the automobile accident of January 18, 2023, period. New paragraph. At this time, I'm rendering impairment ratings, period. Utilizing the book Guides to the Evaluation of Permanent Impairment, 6th edition by the AMA, in reference to the cervical region utilizing Table 17-2, the patient qualifies for a 2% whole body impairment, period. In reference to the lumbar area utilizing Table 17-4, the patient qualifies for an additional 2% whole body impairment, period. When we combine these two whole body impairments, the patient has a 4% whole body impairment as a result of the automobile accident of January 18th of 2023, period. As a patient ages, he will be much more susceptible to arthritis in the cervical and lumbar regions, period. New paragraph. Future medical expenses will include ongoing medications at an estimated cost of $90 a month for the remainder of his life, period. Back injections to the cervical and lumbar regions would cost $3,500, period. A back brace costs $250 and need to be replaced every 2 years, period. A TENS unit would cost $500, period. An MRI to the cervical and lumbar regions would cost $400, period. Should they be abnormal, with a herniated disc, surgery may be necessary, period. Some psychological counseling for the PTSD would be helpful at a cost of $750, period. New paragraph. I have not provided medical care or any treatment for this claimant, period. I have not made any referrals or advised any treatment, period. I have seen the patient one time for the purposes of doing an independent medical evaluation, period. We have not entered into a doctor-patient relationship, period. New paragraph. The above opinions are based solely on the information provided and mentioned above, and they are expressed within a reasonable degree of medical certainty based upon the scientific principles accepted in the medical community, period. I am dual board certified in both family practice and also osteopathic medicine, period. I have over 40 years experience in these types of cases, period. Informed consent was obtained for an elective examination during the COVID-19 pandemic, period. The patient understood the potential risk of acquiring COVID-19 and agreed to the exam rather than deferring to a later date, period. The patient gave me informed consent to conduct this review and share my findings with any party who requests this information, period. If I could be of any further assistance, please feel free to contact me. Sincerely yours, Terry Mandel, DO, end of dictation.